Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2266. Why a Gratitude Practice Will Make You Healthier by Carl Stape of digtofly.com. And I'm Dr. Neil. Hey there, happy middle of the week Wednesday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read some of the best health and fitness blogs to you, usually with a bit of my commentary at the end. Now, today is Wednesday, and like I do every Wednesday, I like to share a little inspiration with you. So here we go. Quote, "A good life is not found by providing ourselves with leisure and ease. Rather, it arises from the act of facing inevitable challenges and from fully inhabiting the moments of our lives." Doctors Robert Waldinger and Mark Schultz from their book, The Good Life. All right, and with that, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. Why a Gratitude Practice Will Make You Healthier by Carl Stape of digtofly.com. The tension was getting worse. The throbbing from my upper back was tightening. As I was driving home, I could feel my right arm going numb. I pulled over. I felt my heartbeat. My chest was pounding. I didn't have time for this. I started the car back up and made it home. When I got home, I said hello and climbed into bed. My wife asked me if everything was okay. I told her everything was fine, so not to worry her. Everything was not fine. I wasn't sure if I was having a heart attack, a panic attack, or something else was happening to me. I woke up the next day feeling a little better. As I drove into work, I could feel the tension in my upper back take hold. Then by the afternoon, my right arm started going numb again. I called my doctor and tried to see if she could fit me in. She did have a later afternoon slot. I went in and she asked me about my mood. I explained how work wasn't going so well. She asked about my home life, and I told her everything was fine. She told me she thought I had anxiety. She prescribed some medication that I never took. It was around this time that I started keeping my first gratitude journal. It helped, but it didn't stick. Unfortunately, I wasn't ready yet. This was the start of my gratitude journey that has led me to today. I now keep a daily gratitude journal that has shifted my mindset from a complainer to someone who enjoys most moments. I'm far from perfect, but I truly am a lucky man. I have more energy now than I did in my 20s. I'm 43, and I feel better than I ever have. Researching gratitude is one of my favorite pastimes, and I found a few interesting studies. Stress. My stress was at an all-time high when I worked for a bipolar CEO who changed their mind on a minute-to-minute basis. I wanted to quit 1,000 times, but I knew I couldn't do it to my family. What I didn't take into account was that I was doing a lot of harm to my body. My wife is convinced that much of the stress caused my cancer. This isn't proven, but some studies have found links between stress and cancer. A study cited on cancer.gov found, quote, "Evidence from experimental studies does suggest that psychological stress can affect a tumor's ability to grow and spread. For example, some studies have shown that when mice bearing tumors were kept confined or isolated from other mice, conditions that increase stress, their tumors were more likely to grow and spread or metastasize. In one set of experiments, tumors transplanted into the mammary fat pads of mice had much higher rates of spread to the lungs and lymph nodes if the mice were chronically stressed than if the mice were not stressed. Studies in mice and in human cancer cells grown in the laboratory have found that the stress hormone norepinephrine, part of the body's fight or flight response system, may promote angiogenesis, and metastasis, end quote. I believe stress played a factor in my cancer. That's another part of what led me on my journey. In a sick way, I'm grateful that I've had cancer. I don't think I would be as happy as I am now if I had never experienced it. It's forced me to be hyper aware of how I react to a situation. If I feel the tension in my shoulders, I know I need to slow down and appreciate what I do have in my life. Robert A. Emmons, professor of psychology at UC Davis, found out that stress hormones like cortisol are 23% lower in grateful people, and having a daily gratitude practice could actually reduce the effects of aging to the brain. After I read this, I realized that my gratitude journal is helping me live longer. That's amazing. Just taking some time in the morning and at the end of each day, I feel happier and I'm extending my life. Positivity. I struggled with looking at the bright side of life. I remember my first date with my wife. The whole time, I repeated in my head, "Don't say anything stupid." It was a tough first date for me. After a few dates, I eventually relaxed enough to have a good time and start being myself. It's taken me 15 years since that first date to feel like I'm a positive person who believes that good things will happen to me. It's because of my focus on gratitude. When I'm focused on the good things I have in my life, then more good things happen to me. Chad Burton and Laura King figured out that if people kept a journal about positive experiences, it helped increase happiness. The participants also had fewer symptoms of illness. I found this research after I got hooked on keeping a gratitude journal. It's true. My ulcer is completely gone. I've been cancer-free for 9 years. I also sleep so much better, which also supports my ability to stay healthy. Communication. I remember when I was in my 20s and I would struggle with anxiety before I would go into work. My hands would sweat and sometimes I would have mini panic attacks. I remember one day in particular when I got to work early because traffic was light. I remembered I pulled over in a gas station and parked for 10 minutes so I didn't have to go into work early. I didn't want to go into the convenience store and spend money I didn't have, so I just leaned back in my car seat and played my favorite song at the time, Release by Pearl Jam. This anxiety subsided when I started documenting my experience at work in my journal. According to a Stanford report, you improve your public speaking skills when you write in your journal. When you write your thoughts down, it makes it easier to share those thoughts with others. You build your neural pathways when you practice in different ways. So, if you write, you are helping yourself process information in a different way than if you just think about what you're grateful for and don't take any physical action to document it. You are giving yourself alternative ways of looking at a situation. Start small. If you want to live a healthier life and build your emotional quotient, I suggest you start a gratitude practice. Take time to slow down and reflect on what went well. Your entry could look something like this. I did a very good job of staying calm during a big presentation. Or, I'm proud of how hard I worked with my team to deliver a great workshop. Or, I did a great job of taking a break when I felt overwhelmed. This is a great place to start because when you remember the things you did well at the end of the day, you're helping solidify the positive neural pathways in your brain so they are easier to access. You just listened to the post titled, Why a Gratitude Practice Will Make You Healthier by Carl Stape of digtofly.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I so appreciated how vulnerable today's author Carl was in his post and his willingness to share his amazing story with us. It's true that if we express gratitude, especially in writing, we can actually retrain our brain to find more positive things in our everyday lives. Carl said it best in today's post. When we focus on the positive and make note of those occasions, we solidify positive neural pathways in the brain, making them easier to access. This means we will tend to remember the positive more often, and we retrain the brain to focus our attention on the positive events in our lives, and we sort of ignore the not-so-positive things. So instead of hyper-focusing on negative events, our brain starts to look for the positive events. A great resource on this topic is research conducted by Harvard professor Dr. Sean Acor, and definitely check out Dr. Acor's amazing TED Talk. I'll end this commentary right now, so you can check it out. All right, that does it for today. Thank you so much for being here and listening all the way through to the end. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you back here on tomorrow's show, where your optimal life awaits.